You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand how you actually drive, that's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Today, every answer matters more than ever before. Because whether it's about health, deliveries, or finance, some things just can't wait. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage millions of calls, texts, and chats with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to help your customers find the answers they need faster, no matter the industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit IBM.com/Watson Assistant to learn more.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
45,000 people will be affected. That's the number of airline workers who will lose their jobs immediately. They're set to be furloughed or laid off altogether. The airline can no longer continue to employ them due to the Coronavirus CARES Act. It was passed back in March, and now it will expire. The government's payroll support program for the airlines will be allowed to expire with no deal reached to extend it. That means airline companies will begin laying off people immediately. Two of the nation's biggest airlines say with no compromise on Capitol Hill to extend the program, they're forced to move forward with their long-planned furloughs in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. American Airlines is most affected, with 19,000 people set to be laid off. This is USA Radio News. The organization that sets the procedures for presidential debates has announced that it plans to restructure the events going forward after the chaos and verbal sparring of the night before. The candidates are talking about their performances. President Trump before leaving Washington for a rally in Duluth, Minnesota.
By every measure, we won the debate easily last night. I think he was very weak. He looked weak. He was whining. We won the debate by almost every poll that I saw.
All polls, even on Fox News, show Biden winning the debate. He did get much more airtime due to the many interruptions from President Trump. After the debate, Biden went on an old-fashioned train tour. He spoke to people in Ohio.
The President of the United States conducting himself the way he did, I think was just a national embarrassment.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Former FBI Director James Comey has defended his actions to investigate possible links between the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and Russian operatives. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee as part of its oversight into the Crossfire Hurricane investigation, Comey disputed assertions by Trump, Republican senators, and Attorney General William Barr that the probe was unfounded and politically motivated. Comey said that the probe eventually resulted in nearly 200 criminal charges and dozens of indictments or guilty pleas after being taken over by special counsel Robert Mueller. Republicans have long criticized the inquiry. The Trump administration declared invalid 2 of 4 surveillance warrants related to former campaign advisor Carter Page after Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz outlined 17 inaccuracies in 3 applications filed under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. In 2018, the president directed the department to declassify text messages sent by Comey and former FBI officials Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Justice Department official Bruce Orr. Committee Chair Senator Lindsey Graham repeatedly pressed Comey on why Page was targeted for surveillance, despite the emergence of exculpatory information. Senator Patrick Leahy criticized Graham's handling of the hearing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is a Sprite. And it tastes exactly like it sounds. That first hit of cool, crisp refreshment on your tongue, followed by that familiar chorus we all know by heart. Sprite, thirst for yours.
Root is a new type of car insurance that looks deeper than traditional insurers. By using the sensors in your smartphone to understand how you actually drive. That's how Root is able to give better drivers a better price. Download the Root app today. Disclaimers may apply. See joinroot.com for details.
Get to Kohl's and take an extra 25% off Adidas for the entire family. Plus, with an extra 15% off, get up to 50% off the Big One bedding. And save on Nike athletic shoes for kids. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, limited contact store drive up. Right now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com.
Offers valid July 17th through July 26th. 15% offer with promo code BIG SAVINGS. 25% off Adidas. Offers and coupons do not apply. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, odds are you're one of the people in America who's better off today than 3 years ago. And now you've got some smug Democrat calling you racist and trying to jam one hand in your ass and another in your pocket. So at a time when taxes are down, jobs are up, and the economy is way up, it'd be nice if there were a candidate who had more to offer than making you pay for other people's shit. Well, the eagle has landed. Say hello to President Donald J. Trump. He ain't just making America great again. Trump's doing things no president has ever done before. He's keeping promises, packing courts, defending the border, rebuilding our military, and making Chuck Schumer cry like a schoolgirl with 2 skinned knees. This president is 6'3" of let's put America first. And oh yeah, immigration, jobs, drug prices, nobody's got better numbers. The game has changed, and the Democrats are officially fucking crazy. So keep America great. Stand with Trump in 2020.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I take a breath, I'm not gonna lose. This is what I came here to do.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
And I'm all out of bubble.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Otherwise known as Chat Lives Matter Day, right here on KLRN Radio. Welcome to the program. I am Rick Robinson. This is America Off the Rails. This is my Wednesday night show where we take the gloves off and come at the media and the news cycle of the day with all guns blazing, because somebody's got to fucking do it, because they're a bunch of morons and they don't tell the truth anymore. So, welcome to the show. I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. We are the final act here for the lineup of Chat Lives Matter night, and I hope everybody's having a great time with us. Some of you have been hanging out since 7 a.m. Eastern this morning. Some of y'all are animals. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in. I do want to let you guys know that this has been a record month here at KLRN Radio. I don't know if it's because things are finally starting to take off, or if it's because it's election season, but it seems like our numbers just keep going up and up and up and up, and this is actually our best numbers month pretty much across the board in over a year. So I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to not only listen, but I know some of you are sharing us out. We've actually had a couple of people posting in the chat that they had friends that were in from out of town that were listening, and I was actually really disappointed because one of the mornings that I didn't have power at all, I couldn't do anything. Somebody was like, but I had a friend who was going to listen to the show with me this morning, and now they can't. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Let them listen to the podcast. Just turn on the podcast. They can listen to one of the other shows. I should have thought of that, but I was half asleep when I saw the tweet. I'm like, damn it. Now I'm bummed. But then I was like, but wait a minute. They can always go back. They can just show them how to get to the archives. Because every show we do is podcast. It's on the website, KLRN Radio. You can just go to the section that talks about shows. Our whole categories, our whole library is there. You can find pretty much every show on Apple Podcast, Spreaker itself, Spotify, except for Toxic Masculinity, because they hate us because of the name. iHeart, we're actually in the works with getting placed on Amazon. So, I mean, we're pretty much everywhere. So, honestly, this is one of the things I used to say a lot, and I haven't been doing that for a while, but we're going to start that again. Because we're in the process of... We've changed a lot of stuff on the website, so for right now, I don't have the rick@klrnradio.com email address anymore, so I've been giving out another one instead. If you find a platform, or you have a platform that you like to listen on, and you've come across us, and for some reason we're not actually on the platform that you prefer, shoot me an email at radiofreerick@gmail.com. That's the one I'm specifically going to start using to track our placements, so that way it's a specific email that I can give out to everybody that I can start checking. So that way, if there's places that we could be on that we're not on, tell me about them, so I can see if we can find a way to get added, because we're always looking for new places to put our stuff. But welcome to the show. Hope everybody's having a great time. So, did anybody else want to turn the debate off after 5 minutes last night? Hashtag asking for a friend. I was doing a live broadcast where we were making fun of the debate while it was happening, and I still wanted to turn it off. It was bad. And the worst part about it is, moderators are supposed to be neutral. Look, I get it. Wallace lost control from the beginning, and he started getting frustrated and been pissed off because Biden was walking all over him, Trump was walking all over him, and he just decided he was going to take the reins back at all costs. And I understand that to a point. You know, I've been in situations where I could feel myself losing control, and then I overcorrected to try to regain control of the situation. So I understand some of what Wallace was trying to do last night, but what I don't understand is allowing Joe Biden to blatantly lie to the American public. You know, I put this out in a tweet yesterday, but this is the only solid thing that I learned from the debate last night. Joe Biden can basically say that anything that Donald Trump tries to say about him or his family, or anything else for that matter, about Joe Biden, his presidency, his 50 years in office where nothing's been accomplished, has all been debunked. And that's all he has to do, is yell, "That's been debunked! I don't know what you're talking about!" And then, that's it. But then Joe Biden can bring out the story about, oh my God, you called a bunch of servicemen and women, blah, 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 blah. 20 people have gone on record disputing this, as opposed to the 6 unnamed sources that said, well, yeah, we know. He said it. He's that way. But Joe Biden can say it, and it's fact. But anything that Donald Trump said last night, you don't know what you're talking about. This has been thoroughly debunked. You don't know what you're saying. And the funny thing is for everybody on the left that was talking about how rude Donald Trump was and how basically abrasive he was and pretty much any other isiv you can think of or isk you can think of, Joe Biden was the one doing a lot of the name calling. So, you know, I asked this question last night, but in case you missed it, I do have a very serious question. Do you really want the guy, the Joe Biden that you saw on the stage last night, do you really want him to be the guy sitting across from Xi Jinping or from Kim Jong-un or from the mullahs of Iran or from pretty much anybody else for that matter, even if they're our friends? Because did you see how easily and how quickly he got flustered and started name-calling? And basically looked directly at Donald Trump and said, come on, man, would you just shut up? Is that the guy that you want to be the one at the table? I mean, because everybody talks about how quote-unquote unstable Donald Trump was supposed to be and how we should be absolutely terrified if he ever got elected. But the simple fact of the matter is, a lot of what Donald Trump was saying last night that both Joe Biden and Chris Wallace walked all over was trying to prove the point to for the American people that he's the best guy for the job right now. And you can say whatever the hell you want to say about Donald Trump the person. We can disagree about whether or not you would get along with him, or even I would get along with him for that matter. But you cannot tell me that before this virus hit the planet, we weren't in better shape than we had been in my entire life. We had unemployment numbers across the board lower than we had ever seen. We had rising wages on their own, not government-mandated raises in wages, but companies actually giving people more money because the companies were able to keep more of their money, so they were passing it along to their employees. All of these things. African-American unemployment rate lower than we'd ever seen. Hispanic-American unemployment rate lower than we'd ever seen. The guy who's supposed to be a racist, who Joe Biden called a racist last night, actually did more to undo Joe Biden's crime bill than Joe Biden's running mate when he was vice president on the Obama ticket. The first African-American president, the first officially African-American president, did less for the African-American community for the 8 years that he was in office than Donald Trump has done in the last 47 months. Donald Trump has done more for the American people in 47 months than Joe Biden has done in 47 years in Washington, D.C. And Joe Biden has the unmitigated gall to stand there in front of God, country, everybody else, and say, I am the Democratic Party. No, you're not. You don't even know your own platform. You said multiple times on the record last night, the Green New Deal was not your thing and it was not going to be part of your platform. It's on your website as a requirement, as part of your administration, that the framework of the Green New Deal would be followed, adhered to, and would need to be dealt with, would need to be used if we were going to deal with the looming crisis of climate change. It's on your website. You are telling the American people that you are the guy who should be running the country, and you don't even know what your own platform is. You arrogant, egotistical son of a bitch. For you to stand there and say, I am the Democratic Party. No, you're not. You are the also-ran who they gave the nod to because they didn't have anybody else left. Because it was either going to be you or Crazy Uncle Speedo, and they knew they were going to lose the moderates with Crazy Uncle Speedo. They were hoping they could rein you in well enough to bring the moderates back to the table long enough to have your ass Article 25, I think? Anyway, the one that proves the president's unfit. Because I guarantee you, the day after he gets sworn in, Kamala Harris is the president of the United States. If this election is won. Now, it may not, hyperbolically, I'm saying the very next day. But I'm telling you, it will not take long. That has been their plan. If you don't believe me, how about you pay attention to the fact that the guy that tells you that he wants to be the guy tapped on the shoulder to run the entire country doesn't know what's on his own fucking website. That should terrify you. You know, I was upset with Donald Trump last night because he was in a position where he could have and should have thrown out all kinds of numbers, and he didn't do it. He could have. The numbers were on his side. He didn't. But not only did he not throw out actual numbers, Joe Biden was allowed to make numbers up last night. We're going to create hundreds of millions of jobs with my programs. Really, Joe, how about you articulate what some of those programs are? Well, if I answer the questions that you're asking me right now, then that would be the discussion that we would be having, when the discussion we should be having right now is whether Donald Trump should remain president of the United States. I don't want to be the topic of discussion right now. Are you kidding me right now? So you're interviewing for the top job in the entire world, and Chris Wallace is asking you questions. Will you pack the Supreme Court, yes or no? I'm not going to answer that question, because if I do, then I become the topic of conversation. Seriously? Kind of thinking that should be the topic of the conversation. But you know what? And I even get flack from folks here on KLRN Radio. I'm just going to be completely honest. If we win, if we manage to, even if we can't recapture the House, which I'm telling you, based on what I'm seeing in the polls, the Democrats are in trouble. Now, don't take my word for it, because, you know, I try to be a pundit, and I'm getting a little bit better at it, because I've started surrounding myself with people that could actually help me break down the numbers and crunch them a little bit better, because, you know, if I'm going to do this as often as I do it now, I figured I might as well start being able to understand the science behind it a little bit more, instead of just being able to say, yeah, I think he's going to win. But yeah, based on the polling metrics and the things that I'm seeing, Democrats are severely oversampling. One of the states, as a matter of fact, that they're putting up this lead where Joe Biden is apparently up by like 6 points, is one specific district, which is heavily blue, and they're listing it as a statewide poll. If you look at the remainder of the state, they're actually within the margin of error, basically meaning the state in a whole is a statistical dead heat. A lot of these polls that they're pushing out are either oversampled, or they're not sampling likely voters or even registered voters, for that matter. They're just asking everybody, and they're still severely oversampling one side versus the other. And the reason they say they do this is because, well, we anticipate that the Democratic turnout is going to be much more, we anticipate it's going to be much more lively than the Republican turnout. So that's one reason why we're asking so many Democrats what they want to do. But the funny thing is, when they ask the Democrats who they're voting for, most of them say Donald Trump. But there have been, and I've talked about this before, but in case you're new to the show, there has been a new question that has started to crop in to some of these polls. So all of these people that are saying, when the pollsters ask, well, yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden. Well, who do you think your neighbors are going to vote for? And almost 75% of the people who are asked that question say, well, I'm voting for Biden, but I'm pretty sure my neighbor's going to vote for Trump. That's kind of, you remember when you were a kid, maybe even a teenager, and you were talking to somebody, you're trying to get advice. I have this friend, and this is going on, and I'm trying to help them. So I just want, I mean, what kind of advice would you give them in that kind of a situation? This is that. They're using their neighbor as cover to tell the pollster who they're actually going to be voting for. Because I have to tell you right now, if you're watching everything that's going on in the streets and you are not getting your news from just CNN, or as we call them around here, CNN CCP, or MSNBC, otherwise known as MSDNC, if you're not getting your news from those sources, then you understand that while everybody in those two branches of the media government propaganda system like to point out that, you know, all of these supposed riots and everything are happening in Donald Trump's America, they seem to leave out the fact that they're happening in Democratic strongholds that have been strongholds since before God was alive for the Democrats. And that all of the economic strife that we're really seeing right now is happening in heavy blue districts or heavy blue states. The biggest lockdowns we have right now in my state are in Norman, which is a college town and fairly liberal. There were tons of Bernie signs the last election. and in Oklahoma City, which is part of CD5, which turned blue for the first time ever in this last election. Now, it didn't turn blue by much. Kinder Horn only won by less than 4,000 votes, and I'm pretty sure the pendulum's going to swing back the other way. But, you know, who knows? But those are the two areas where we're seeing the most lockdowns, and they've become kind of sort of quasi-liberal strongholds. Where you're seeing businesses that are collapsing, it's because people are not allowing things to start trying to return to normal. And another really good point that I think Donald Trump made last night, and we're going to have to take a break, is if Joe Biden gets elected, then and keep in mind, they will have a lot of the same people advising them that Donald Trump has right now. If Joe Biden gets elected, because we're talking about government jobs. These people never actually go away. They're like cockroaches. Once they're there, they're just there. So the same people that have been advising Trump are going to be advising Biden. But the difference is, you hear Donald Trump push back against his advisors all the time. You heard him do it several times last night when they were talking about the pandemic, and Joe Biden brought one point up or another, and Donald Trump was like, yeah, but we proved that that this actually does work, and because of that, I don't agree with everything that my advisors tell me. Look, that is actually one of the best things that you can do as a leader, is have your advisors give you their opinions, and then you make up an opinion or a game plan of your own. That's one of the hardest parts about being a leader, is you take the information, you basically process it, and then you decide how much of that information is useful and how much of it you think, in this case, is political. And how much about the COVID-19 situation has actually been political? How much of it are we seeing play out as political all the time? You had Democratic senators and congresspeople call on camera the other day, on video, talking about the fact that one of them was going to make sure their mask was off so people could hear them when they were speaking. The other was like, well, since you're speaking first, I'm going to stand just out in social distance space, but I'm going to keep my mask on so people can see, you know, that masks are important. And we're about to get to do some political theater. Even those folks know that we're being had, but they don't care. Because as long as they get to keep control, and as long as they can see us willingly giving up more and more of our control, because you know what I hear all the time, and I hear this more and more, talking to people who are like, well, you know, as much as I don't like this wearing a mask thing, and as much as I don't like this, you know, you have to stay 6 feet apart from people, and now you've got the CDC saying that we need to do a virtual Thanksgiving. As much as I don't like any of that, they're the people in charge, so why shouldn't I listen to them? You're asking the wrong question. Because remember, technically these people are supposed to work for us. So since when do the people that work for us get to tell us what the hell to do? Especially when they can't prove half of what they're talking about. Alright, I've been pretty ranty. We've actually already skipped one break, and we're going to take another one, because when we come back, we still got to do the Buffoon of the Week, and then if we have any more time, I may rant some more. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. This is America Off the Rails. I am Rick Robinson. We've been all over the place tonight, but I have lots to say, because I've been pissed since last night. See you guys on the other side. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not the government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty HealthShare is founded on the idea that most people truly want to help one another. Healthcare sharing allows members to do just that as a true community that supports one another in times of need. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their healthcare. Freedom from guilt. guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your healthcare, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your healthcare while helping those around you. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY. Again, that's 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or you can check them out at libertyhealthshare.org. Again, that's libertyhealthshare.org.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-1370. That's 800-910-1370. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-1370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-783-0810 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-783-0810. Again, that's 800-783-0810.
Hello and welcome to Buffoon of the Week. We're a show that reviews last week's news and current events, looking for people who said or did something so bombastically dumb that they earn a shot to be voted as the dumbest newsmaker of the past week. And you're the ones who get to decide by leaving a comment right below this here video or by voting on our website, buffoonoftheweek.com, for your choice. Last week, you picked Mad Money Jim Cramer as Buffoon of the Week in a very tight vote. We think it was for calling Speaker Pelosi Crazy Nancy to her face, but it might also be for apologizing for calling Speaker Pelosi Crazy Nancy right to her face. We're not exactly sure, but we can definitely confirm the outcome. As you may know, we regularly post videos on Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, and every now and again, we'll even release a bonus video. So this is your weekly reminder to go ahead and smash that thumbs up button, and to please subscribe to the show if you like what you see and hear on this or any of our other videos. Oh, and when you do subscribe, turn on that notification bell so you never miss another show. We're reaching more and more people every week who are joining our community of Foonies. There's no better way to support us than by subscribing to this channel. Remember, guys, it may be a small click of a button for you, but to us, it means so much more. this week, we had a lot of really good choices for our nominees, but many just weren't quite that good of a fit. But we saw their effort and decided to include them as one of our dishonorable mentions. This first one might be a little controversial.
It must be accountable to Congress, to the people, and ultimately to the rule of law. It is vital that we reassert this important principle. I am proud to join my colleagues in introducing the Protecting Our Democracy Act so that we may restore these and other checks and balances that are so fundamental to our democracy.
If Jerry Nadler wasn't a former winner of Buffoon of the Week, he would have surely won this week after what appeared to be some, well, difficulties he was having at a recent press conference. Now, let's not be cruel. We all hope that Jerry Nadler is in good health, so let's not bully him or anything. But let's also acknowledge that it's always fun to see someone in power going through a little bit of an awkward moment. Speaking of awkward moments, here's a moment where a Trump hater ran into some karmic justice. Ooh, that one hurt. Hands at 10-2, young lady, and eyes on the road. Luckily, the police were right there on the scene to witness everything. It's amazing how people will justify their bad decisions all in the name of politics. Take this Antifa loser, for example.
Burning down the building is a symbolic act. I personally don't burn down.
It's also
down
very destructive and
sure, but
harmful and wrong.
It creates economic activity because you need to employ a bunch of people to build the building back up.
I don't know, man. That's like saying bombing Japan was good because then people can clean up the debris.
First of all, that's the least intimidating Antifa I've ever seen in my life. Second of all, this just proves that they know that what they're doing is wrong, but they simply don't care. Life without accountability must be fun. And finally, meet Robert Henderson, a man who is claiming responsibility for the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And how did he do it? He prayed for her demise.
So I led us into that place. Well, guess what? Ruth Bader Ginsburg has passed away. President Trump will establish a new Supreme Court justice. That's no accident. That's no accident. We dealt with that very significantly. Someone said, now, how can you have the authority to do that? Because we are a house of prayer. Yes. Because you are a house, no individual can do that, but a house of prayer that is representing a culture can stand in the courts of heaven and get verdicts rendered out of heaven that will allow God's will to be done.
Okay now, Foonies, I'm no theologian, but I don't think you can call yourself a pastor or a man of God if you're praying that someone you don't like dies. Before we unveil this week's nominees, just a quick reminder about buffoonoftheweek.com. It's your one-stop site to hear about buffoons we couldn't feature here in our videos, as well as to find some other interactive content for you to enjoy, like polls, quizzes, lists, and a whole lot more, if you register. So after you watch this video, head on over to buffoonoftheweek.com for some more great content. And now, for this week's nominees, we present for your consideration two buffoons with wild reactions to the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. We're talking about CNN's Don Lemon and critical race theorist Ibram X. Kendi. Like what you see so far? Go ahead and smash that thumbs up button. Also, leave us a comment and tell us what you're thinking. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. So based upon your comments in past videos, we're going to guess that this nomination has been a long time coming for a lot of you.
Here's what I have to say. The Black Lives Matter movement was started because it was talking about police brutality. If you want an all Black Lives Matter movement that talks about gun violence in communities, including, you know, black communities, then start that movement with that name. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not an all-encompassing.
Brutality is not the only thing they're talking about.
I know that. But that's not what the Black Lives Matter movement is about, Terry. But here's the thing. Jesus Christ, if that's who you believe in, Jesus Christ, admittedly, was not perfect when he was here on this earth. So why are we deifying the founders of this country, many of whom owned slaves? And in the Constitution, the original one, they didn't want, they put slavery in there that slavery should be abolished because it was the way the king wanted. And then the Congress said, no way.
What were the animal shapes?
Well, it's a lion, a hippo, and a camel.
Isn't that a rhino in the middle?
A rhino.
You don't even know a hippo from a rhino. You got no acuity, son. You got no acuity.
I'm looking at it backwards. I'm looking at it backwards.
You don't know a rhino from a rhino.
Sorry, yes. I'm looking at it backwards.
Yep, we've seen your comments in the past asking us why we never nominated Don Lemon before this week. And the answer was either that there was some other bigger buffoon, or we were waiting for a doozy from Lemon. Well, guys, your moment has arrived. Check out Lemon's discussion with former Buffoon of the Week Chris Cuomo about the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Now, by Klobuchar and others back then were saying, hey, you got to have a full bench. You got to have a full bench.
Because of what the Republicans did in 2016. Democrats didn't do that in 2016. If Democrats actually wanted the person that was in office now to do it, they would be making the same choice. They would be consistent with their principles.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
And I think that most people don't agree with that idea, which is why they don't care about the difference between left and right. See, until you have a group of people that decide to consistently be better than what they reject.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot to break down here. Go listen back to the virtues that Don Lemon bestows on Democrats. That they would be more honorable than Republicans if the tables were turned. But we know that's patently false, because we saw what they wanted to do in 2016. Not even a past Buffoon of the Week, Chris Cuomo, bought that.
You're going to have people in the exact position they are right now, Don, which is no matter what happens, everybody sticks to the
team. We're
going
to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to, yes, yeah. What you have to do?
You just got
to
vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
But we need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts.
Welcome to Don Lemon's America, folks, where he gets to set the rules, and those rules are totally in his side's favor. Lemon got so riled up that the Trump administration and the Republicans are doing just what the Democrats tried to do in 2016. Except now, Democrats are on the short end of the stick. Isn't it amazing how when that happens, Democrats automatically turn to trash American institutions? Screw the Electoral College. It only helps those flyover states anyway. Pack the Supreme Court until my favorite ideology is dominant. Burn it all down. Even Chris Cuomo, again, a former Buffoon of the Week himself, got some sense knocked into him this week after hearing the craziness coming out of Lemon.
And they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe, but that's a tall task. I think if people vote, if you had 80% participation in our elections...
I'm in so much trouble, you know why.
Yes, you are, Don, and here's why, folks. Don Lemon is the most dangerous kind of ideologue, masquerading as a journalist, but he only cares about his side winning at all costs. Even if the prize... is a smoldering heap of what he used to value. No Republican wanted to fundamentally change America when President Obama did his job and nominated Merrick Garland in 2016. What Republicans did was use the levers of power within the Constitution to reach their goal. Big difference. Lemon is nothing more than a verbal fire starter. He riles up what little viewers he has left that actually take his empty words and unrealistic goals seriously, which just drives a bigger wedge in our national political divide. And that, folks, is why he is one of the worst kinds of buffoons you'll ever find out there. Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media, so when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube.
This week's second nominee is Ibram Kendi. A leading voice on critical race theory, Kendi seemed to attack Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Or did he? You decide. Responding to tweets featuring white parents with black children, Kendi felt the need to make the point that white colonizers used black children as props in their lifelong pictures of denial of their own racism. I wonder why he's drawing that distinction now when a certain Supreme Court nominee is a parent of two adopted children from Haiti. Oh wait, he said in a subsequent tweet that his tweet wasn't about Amy Coney Barrett, but the timing certainly seems suspicious, doesn't it? It seems that Kendi likes to play these type of word games and semantics with people online, which is at the heart of this whole new quasi-religious movement on the left known as anti-racism.
The contrast is actually not between racist and not racist, but the contrast is between racist and anti-racist. What I think many people who self-identify as not racist don't realize is that really over the course of history, nearly every group of people that we actually consider to be racist have also identified as not racist, whether that's white supremacists today or segregationists of yesterday. And so really, each of us should be striving to be anti-racist, not necessarily striving to be not racist, because really that's a term primarily of denial, and it's a term really that doesn't have much meaning.
Being against racism, or even not being racist, is apparently not good enough anymore. You see, in Kendi's belief system, all white people have this original sin of privilege that they must keep atoning for by constantly apologizing for just being born. It amounts to this acute bigotry meant to increase divisiveness among people. Divisiveness among people. Isn't that what we were just talking about with Don Lemon and Amy Coney Barrett? The left likes critical race theory right now because now someone like Coney Barrett is not above being labeled a racist for choosing to love and care for children of a different race. So, if you want to take Kendi at his word that he wasn't talking about the politics of the moment when he just so happened to tweet about the politics of the moment, that's up to you. But there's no denying that what Kendi actually did was provide ammunition to those who want to take advantage of the politics of the moment. So I guess that makes him a useful idiot of a buffoon. So there you go, fellow foonies. Two buffoons, both chasing Amy. But which one was the biggest buffoon of the week? The time for choosing is now. Tell us who you got for this week's buffoon of the week. Hey, so thanks again for watching till the end of the video. Hope you're noticing the little things we're trying to do to improve each show every week. And we hope that you keep coming back, so hit that thumbs up button, subscribe to the channel, and don't forget to put on those notifications so you can come back next week, where we'll have two more nominees, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week.
All right, there you have it, folks. That is this week's
good evening,
edition
from the Health Education Campus of...
Not you again. Shut up. Anyway, sorry, that loaded faster than I was expecting it to. All right, so anyway, that is this week's episode of the Buffoon of the Week program. So for those of you who want to go check out the video, because normally they translate a little bit better for radio than that one did. There was a lot of video clips, so you guys may want to go back and check that out when we're done here in a minute or sometime. Before, I think, Friday, because I think voting is open until Friday. So you can put your two cents in on the show about who you think should be the nominee. Now, on that note, we're about to get out of here for the night, because I have to get up early and do this stuff all over again. But I do want to take a moment just to say thank you for everybody who hangs out with us pretty much from sunup to sundown, and sometimes even a bit after. Want to also give a big shout-out and a welcome back to our good friend of the show and of the station in general, Ron, who hangs out in the chat for pretty much every show when he's up to it. He has been feeling a bit under the weather and has been missing for the last few days, and we have missed him tremendously, and we're very, very happy that you are back with us, my friend, and I'm so glad that you are feeling a little bit better, because I was really starting to worry about you. But on that note, folks, we are going to get out of here. Want to thank everybody again for taking the time to make KLRM Radio the success that it is. Even the people that hate us are sending us money. Which I find really humorous, because I have people that trash talk me all the time, but they send me money after they trash talk me. I don't know. Maybe it's their guilt for picking on me. I don't know. I find that really, really humorous. But on that note, want to thank everybody again for hanging out with me tonight for America Off the Rails. That'll be it for me until Friday, other than a little bit of behind-the-scenes work. I got a couple things in the works. Got a new couple of new products I'm about to start testing. Have a couple of people that have approached me about doing some sponsorships and a few other things. So I've got a couple of different products I'm going to be testing over the next few weeks. Once I start testing them, if I get the results as the products are build is providing, then we will probably start talking about them a bit here. Don't worry, not doing anything crazy, just some all-natural supplements and a few other things to try to see if I can start boosting some energy levels and maybe not always feeling like I need to crawl back under a blanket for 3 days in a row. So, we'll talk soon. Again, hope everybody enjoys the rest of what's left of your Wednesday, wherever you are. For some of you, it's about to be Thursday. For all of us, I wish it were Friday, because I'm ready for the weekend again. I'm also jealous. My wife is about to take 2 weeks worth of vacation, and I don't have enough time joined up to be able to join her, or stored up to be able to join her for that entire time. I kind of wish I did, but anyway. The regrets of someone who keeps using their time intermittently instead of storing it up. But on that note, we'll talk soon, guys. You take care of yourselves. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. I know this isn't what we usually play on the way out, but I'm too tired to load anything else, and I'm going to go to bed. See you guys tomorrow morning. God bless.